Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with health tips on first aid and kids. First aid means being the first person to help someone who is hurt from an accident or to help someone who is suddenly sick. First aid is help you give before a doctor or an ambulance shows up to help. You kids can do first aid. You're smart. You can learn a few simple things to do in case of a medical emergency. It's good for kids and adults to know how to help others. There are three important rules for the person giving first aid. Number one is stay safe yourself. For example, let's say you are sitting by a campfire and your friend burns his hand. Before you do anything else, make sure that you and your friend are safely away from the campfire so you don't get burned while trying to help. The second rule is stay calm. When there's an accident or someone you care about is suddenly sick, it's easy to get really scared. But to help someone else feel better, you have to stay calm. Be as brave as you can. Take deep breaths and try to think clearly. Quietly say reassuring words out loud. You can say things like, "It's going to be okay," "I'm here and I will help," or "I've called your parents." Later, you can tell someone else how frightened you were and how hard it was to stay calm. The third rule is get help. If there is an emergency and people are around, start yelling. "Help! I need help!" is the best. Yell it out loudly over and over until an adult responds. If there are no people around but you have a phone, call your parents. If they don't answer, call 911. 911 is the number that you call anywhere in the United States when there's an emergency and you need help. Be prepared when you call 911. They will ask you what's going on, and they'll ask your name and the address you are calling from. Now here's how kids can do three kinds of first aid. Burns. When someone is burned, first, move the injured person away from the stove or the pot of boiling water or the overheated lawnmower, whatever it is that caused the burn. Run cold water right over the burn. Keep the water running over the burn for 10 or 15 minutes while you call for help. Next, bleeding. When you see someone who is bleeding a lot, it can be really hard. But be courageous and look to see where the blood is coming from. Find a clean, dry cloth. It can be a towel or a t-shirt or whatever you have. Press the cloth onto the bleeding area and put pressure on the cloth. Call an adult or call 911 for help. Third, a body blow. A body blow is when someone gets hit or banged by something. They trip over a curb and fall on their elbow. They bang their head on a tree branch, or they get whacked in the shins by a baseball bat. First aid for this situation is to put ice, wrapped in a cloth, right on the injured part. Keep the injured part still, support it with a pillow or a bundle of clothing, and call for help. If you don't have any ice, just make sure the hurt person sits quietly or lies down quietly while you get help from an adult. These are just a few tips to get you thinking about first aid. You'll probably learn more about it in school. I hope you won't have to use first aid, but if you do, thank you for being brave and smart and for making a difference in someone's life. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.